You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. And he ain't afraid to say. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. We thank you for joining us on a beautiful Wednesday in New York City. It's March 13th, 2024. Michael, Don, and Peter. And in a world of bizarro, Don is in the Yes Broadcast booth in Tampa.
Yay!
During a Yankee Red Sox game, and Peter and I are sitting here in the studios in Manhattan. Hi, Don.
Oh, this is so weird, right?
Like, yes.
What doesn't belong and why? And it's Don LaGreca at George Steinbrenner Field here in Tampa, Florida, taking in Yankees Red Sox. Right now we are in the top of the seventh inning, and we are tied at four, Michael.
Wow. And that really that sounds like he was giving, you're giving spring training energy.
Listen, you know I'm a baseball fan, but I don't love it the way Michael does, and it's not my favorite sport.
It's
not hockey, it's not football, but it's close. But there's nothing like a vibe of spring training, and you're sitting there relaxing, it's 81 degrees, watching some baseball, walking around the Yankee clubhouse today like I own the place, going places I wasn't supposed to go, apparently. And it was great.
Hanging out with Anthony Volpe.
Peter, I'm known as the awkward guy. But, you know, there I am knocking on the door. Aaron, you got a minute? Talk to him about what's going on. How's Judge? How's Cole? How's the back of your belly? Go over to Anthony Volpe. Talk to him about Jersey, about the Somerset Patriots.
What did you say? How did you strike up convo with Volpe?
I'd introduce myself as it's Don LaGreca from the Michael K. So I said, hey, Don, how are you?
Very nice. Jersey guys.
Now, Michael does tell us that our show is always on there, right?
Oh, yeah. Much to my dismay.
Well, the MLB Network was on because this was at 11:30.
Got it.
So got to hang around there and got to see Meredith Mrakovic. I hadn't seen her in a long time. It was just very nice.
Look at you, Florida Don.
Went to the stands, hanging out. Sam Rosen and Dave Maloney are here taking in the game.
Oh, Molly Walker of the Post, I heard, is there, too.
I was told that she's here. I did not see her.
Yeah, she tweeted out a picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Eating chicken fingers like you read about.
Ah, the chicken fingers there make you weep.
They were really. I went to the stands and I wanted to have a beer, but I knew I was going to be on the air. So this is fun. Got to call a good game last night. Got a game tomorrow in Tampa, and just taking it all in, Michael. This is fun.
If you ever
don't want to do it anymore, let me know. I'll fill in.
Interesting. Okay. Flip is listening, I'm sure.
Wake up, Flip. The front page of the NY Post could only be described as not what you want.
Tell us what it says.
The headline?
Yep.
Pinstripe panic.
And we'll get into that right now. Beautiful lead-in. Don mentioned that, you know, he's talking about Cole and everything. I told you yesterday, everybody, I don't lie. I don't sugarcoat things. I don't put lipstick on a pig. The Cole injury is not good. So the Yankees have not released anything officially themselves. But John Heyman, who is in the know and has a very good relationship with Scott Boras, and Scott Boras obviously is the longtime agent of Gerrit Cole, said that Gerrit Cole is going to be out a minimum of 1 to 2 months. A minimum of 1 to 2 months. And that he's flying across the country to see Dr. Neil Eletroch, who is the Frank Job and the Dr. Andrews of this generation. If something is wrong with your elbow, you're going to see Dr. Neil Eletroch. And you don't make that flight across the country for no reason whatsoever. So I said yesterday, if they lose him for a month, they would be dancing in the front offices of the Yankees. Well, they're not dancing. It's a minimum of 2 months. And then he's still making a trip to see Dr. Eletrot. So this is not good news. This is terrible, terrible news for the Yankees' championship aspirations in 2024. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to feel about it. It is what it is. It's the worst, one of the worst things that could have happened to them. The worst. Because you've got Cole, you've got Judge, and you've got Soto. Irreplaceable. All of them. Now one of them has to be replaced. And there ain't nobody in big league baseball that's available that even approximates what Gerrit Cole does for the Yankees. So this is terrible news.
I think you kind of want to know what's going on, right? Like, all right, there's a big difference between 1 month, 2 months, and out for the year. Like, it's so broad, right? We hear 4 to 6 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks, a month or two. That's a big deal. Now you go from maybe 4 starts to now 8 starts. And you're going to go about it differently, Michael, if you know he's going to be out 4 starts. You're going to go about differently if it's 8. You're certainly going to change and have to make a huge pivot if he's out for the year. So you're going to have to find out something, Michael, here, tangible, because I think there literally could be 3 different moves based on the 3 different scenarios of how long he's going to be out.
Well, let's put it this way. What John Heyman is reporting is a month to 2 months. The Yankees know what it is. They know if it's a year. They know if it's just 2 months. They know. Gerrit Cole knows. Scott Boras knows. So they didn't re-engage with the White Sox over Dylan Cease because they didn't know what was going on. They didn't. Now, the good news that came out today on the Yes Network broadcast is that Aaron Boone said that Aaron Judge was going to play this Saturday. That's good news.
Yes.
I mean, you certainly can't lose both of them. So, listen, I wish I could paint a brighter picture for Yankee fans, but there's not a brighter picture to paint. You've lost your ace. You've lost the best pitcher in baseball. You have lost the defending Cy Young Award winner, who I thought was going to win another one this year. That's how good he was last year. But maybe he left it all out on the table last year, Don. Maybe he gave everything that the arm was going to give. And, you know, 34 years old, that's a long time for a pitcher not to have Tommy John surgery.
No, but the move is going to have to be made at some point. So that just changes everything. It really does. You can't lose somebody this special and not have it affect you. You saw what happened when you lost Judge and how it affected you. So you can't lose the best pitcher in baseball, be in contention to win a championship and not have it hurt you. Now, it doesn't mean you can't make the playoffs. It doesn't mean you can't make a move and still make a run, but it just changes how much harder it's going to be to do that.
This is the worst case scenario. Oh. It really is. And I said yesterday, I don't know how bad it is, but I know it's not good. This is not good. And you know, if they shut him down, Don, for a month to 2 months, let's say they shut him down for 2 months.
Right.
Well, then you start at that point to build him back up, and it takes 6 weeks. Then you're talking about after the All-Star break. I mean, can you tread water to that point? And don't forget, everybody, the Baltimore Orioles are really good. I don't think they're going away. So the Yankees, without Cole, and with whomever slides into that spot, and everybody else slides up one, Peter mentioned this last week, they're going to have to just outslug people. Yeah. It's hard to do.
And Marcus Stroman is going to be their guy.
Yeah, he might be the opening day starter in Houston.
But they should be able to outslug, because now you've got a healthy Judge, you've got Soto in that lineup, you've got healthy players around him. Volpe, another year under his belt. He should be better than he was last year. I think you've got the potential to be much better offensively than you were last year. Now, does that make up for the war of Cole? Like we said, they were 23-10 last year in his 33 starts. So whoever replaces him, that's a lot to replace. That's a pretty high winning percentage to go out there and do. And we don't know if they're going to be able to do that. And then if whoever does it, then the person that moves up is going to have the guy that backs him up is going to have to duplicate what they were supposed to do. And then will the move work? And there's a lot, but at least they should be able to hit better. They should.
Now, a positive bit of news, 4 innings today, Carlos Rodon gave up 1 run. So that comes out to a little bit over a 2 ERA. If you do that for every 4 innings, you take it. And he becomes I had said that the variables that had to end up on the positive side for the Yankees this year was Rodon returning to form, Cortez being healthy, returning to his all-star form. And, you know, Rodon's had some rocky outings, but today was not that against a bad Red Sox team. And it's so far so good for Nestor Cortes. Everybody has to stay healthy. Marcus Stroman has to pitch like he did in the first half of the Cubs last year. And Clark Schmidt has to take that next step from being a 500 pitcher to something better. So Yankee fans didn't want to hear this. I'm not going to say that this is commensurate to the Jets losing Rodgers after four plays, but it certainly puts a complete damper on the expectations for the year. Man. I think the Jet season ended after that play, that fourth play.
Of course it did.
But the Yankee season doesn't end, but it becomes much more difficult, Don. Much more.
But, again, I don't want to have to be, you know, the guy that tell you you can that it's that there's wine and roses in the future. But you said they got to slug better. They should, with a healthy Judge, with Soto, with a healthy Rizzo, a healthy LeMahieu. Gleyber Torres can give you more than he gave you last year. You should get more production out of Austin Wells, who's had a good spring, had a good day today. You're going to get a lot more, I think, out of catcher offensively. So, yeah, the loss of Cole is going to stink, Michael, but I think this team should be way better offensively. And you have the ability to replace him with a Cole adjacent. Not Cole, but somebody that maybe can go 20-13 in the 33 starts instead of 23-10. I mean, it is possible, Michael.
Who's Cole Jace?
Well, I mean, if nobody. They go out...
Snell?
Well, I mean...
No.
Cole Jace?
No, Cole Jace means an ace.
Because Snell is a complete opposite. I mean, he's an excellent pitcher when he's on, but he gives you 5 1/3 innings. He walks a lot of batters, so he's gonna drain your ace should not drain your bullpen every time he pitches. So every time Snell pitches, you're gonna have to get upwards of like 10 to 11 outs out of the bullpen.
But
that impacts other games.
But if you get Blake Snell, is he your number one starter?
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. So Rodon stays as your number two, or Stroman, or however it shakes out. All right, so now you look at it as, yes, he is not Cole. But he's Cole adjacent in a sense, and when I say adjacent, in case you're new to the show, is somebody that can be your ace. And what can your record be in the 33 games that he starts? And again, they were 23-10 last year, so can they be a little bit maybe close to that with Blake Snell? Yeah, he's not going to give you the innings, Michael, but is he going to put you in a position to win games when he starts?
Yes, if he's Cy Young Blake and not pedestrian Blake. I mean, that's a big fear. That's why Blake Snell's not signed yet, because you're asking for, you know, $30 million a year for a number of years for a guy who is not a perfect pitcher. He's a really good pitcher,
right?
And he's had two unbelievable years, but I think Scott aimed very high. And if the Yankees did, in fact, at one point offer 6 years at 150 and they turned it down, I don't think they're going to get anywhere close to that.
So let's follow through with the Rodgers analogy, which we all agree if the Jets had a better backup quarterback, they could have been a playoff team last year. They could have salvaged their season with a decent backup quarterback and not Zach Wilson. So what would be the analogy, who would be the football equivalent of Blake Snell that the Jets could have had to save their season?
I don't think Joe Flacco is the equivalent of Snell. I don't know who was out, because once he went down, I mean, they missed the boat earlier, you know, where they could have had a Jacoby Brissett. Because there was no Cy Young, there's no MVP that was hanging out there untouched. So I don't think there is.
Right.
There isn't a parallel.
So you could say that the options to replace Cole were way better than the options to replace Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
So it's not as catastrophic as that. It's how do I optimize the 33 starts Cole could have made? And if I can go out there and get a former two-time Cy Young Award winner, Michael, that's Cole adjacent. I mean, it's not Cole. I'm sorry, you can't replace Cole. That's a compliment to Cole. There are certain players that you cannot replace. But if you do a good job finding something similar, you can certainly save your season and still compete for a championship. You can still do that. It's going to be harder. Heck, it was going to be hard even with Cole. But you could still at least have the time to do something about this.
Mm. All right, today's Would You Wednesday, and we have lot to talk about. We'll probably start a little bit, maybe in the 4 o'clock hour.
We're going to delay?
You want to go right into
you
it
You want to
now?
Wait for TV?
No, not necessarily, because radio is just as important, but...
Ray-ro.
You know, if you want me to give my take on Aaron Rodgers right now, I'll let you be program director. Tell me.
Wait, I think you're saying Would You Wednesday.
Well, Would You Wednesday is 3:45.
Oh, what are you talking about, Peter? Well, that wasn't even on the table. When do we open the show with Would You Wednesday?
No. He said it's Would You Wednesday, and I was thinking about, sorry, I confused the Would You Wednesday.
Guess you
for
weren't
the,
paying attention.
No.
Well, that's a serious allegation.
Maybe you're a bad communicator.
I don't think so. I think I'm a tremendous one. So, Don, by the way, Fordham is 1 point ahead with 19 minutes left in the game.
Oh, boy. 19 minutes.
38-37.
You throw out the record books when Fordham and VCU get together.
Well, that's what's Fordham's record when having a one-point lead at the half?
It's very good. And that is the tournament update brought to you by Bet365. Fordham, they need, what is it, five more wins, Anthony, or four?
Four more wins.
So if they win this one, three more, and they're in the big dance, baby. And boy, I'm going to be insufferable if that happens.
Is the other word for this game, Anthony, a first-round matchup?
No, they won the
this
first round.
This is the
round
second yesterday. Round.
Second round.
Yeah.
Also, ACC tournament, Michael, middle of your update. Wake Forest up 26-15 on Notre Dame.
And you know who's really nervous? Kyle Filipowski.
Oh, he's scared that if they win, somehow Wake Forest fans will run wild.
They'll run down to Durham.
Right. He doesn't want that.
Well, that was a tournament update brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. All right, so before we get to the phone calls, I thought about this a lot last night, Don and Peter. And I said this before, but I say it now with more conviction than I've ever felt. If the Jets don't win a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers, this whole experiment was the worst thing that has ever happened to this franchise, ever. He is so toxic. And the latest example of the toxicity is what's going on with the vice presidential aspirations with RFK. Now, you might say, well, that's not Aaron Rodgers' fault. Yeah, it is Aaron Rodgers' fault. It absolutely is. If they come to him and say, are you interested in this? You shut it down and go, I'm the quarterback of the Jets. I can't do this. I've told people publicly I want to play two or three more years. I don't even want my name out there. And now the RFK people put his name out there with his knowledge, and he didn't shut it down because all he cares about is being in the spotlight and being that guy. He has destroyed and will continue to destroy everything about the Jet organization. The fact that he got hurt after four plays, that's not his fault. That's not his fault. But all the other nonsense, the stuff he said on McAfee, the fact that he's being considered to run for vice president behind RFK, Don, Peter, that's on him. He sucks the air out of every room that he's ever been in, and the Jets will regret this forever.
Now, listen, we can understand this analogy, right? You with Jody, me with Nancy, and, of course, Peter with Natalie. That if it got out that Jennifer Aniston publicly said, I would like to sleep with Michael K. You don't think Jody would look and say, Michael, what do you think about that? Can you please declare whether that's something that you're going to pursue or not? Like, Michael couldn't stay silent. Michael couldn't not answer. He'd have to say, well, I'm sorry. I can't do anything about that. I'm married to Jody.
Right. And you have to make a statement.
You have to say something. You have to make a statement. Otherwise, what you're doing is you're milking the opportunity or considering the possibility, which is going to tick off your significant other. The significant other here is the Jets. Like, he's not saying anything.
Are they significant?
Well, to Aaron Rodgers, they're supposed to be.
Supposed to be.
But here's what I'm going to tell you what's going to be said when it's finally said. He told the Jets, this is ridiculous. Of course, this isn't happening. Or did he? Because he didn't tell RFK that. He didn't tell him because they're putting that name out. But they've already said, the son of RFK said today that Jesse Ventura is out. They're going to make an announcement soon. They said there were two names in the
Jesse's
New York
Times. Meaning Jesse's not interested.
Jesse's out. Jesse Ventura is out. They named two names in the New York Times story, Jesse Ventura and Aaron Rodgers. Now, the Jets might say, you know what? He told us that it's all nonsense. But why suck the air out of the room?
See, this he is why it. I'm going to call foul, even if that's the case. Because it is possibly the case that this is all just a work. Kennedy Jr. is just trying to get some pub, knowing he's going to get everybody talking about him. And, you know, Rodgers is obviously going to feel that as well. And I'm sure that Rodgers was told, listen, I'm not going to consider you for the VP, but let's just have some fun with this. And then Rodgers goes to the Jets and say, listen, we're just having some fun. I'm helping a buddy out trying to get some pub. There's no truth to it. I'm not going anywhere. If I'm the Jets, I'm like, I don't care publicly state that you are not interested, because you're the one that told us we can't have any distractions. I don't need this hanging over us during the off season. Will you please squelch it? You're not doing us any favors. So even if it is a work, which we don't know if it is, the Jets still should be red hot. Because this is a stupid distraction they don't need.
No, Don. Obviously, you didn't listen to Robert Sala. Nothing gets inside those walls. They don't even know about this.
I want to play you a cut from January 8th. Aaron Rodgers. Listen to this. Listen to this phony. Listen to him. Listen. This is what he said.
Anything that doesn't have anything to do with winning needs to be assessed. So anything in this building that we're doing individually or collectively that has nothing to do with real winning needs to be assessed. Everything that we do has to have a purpose too. When you step in the building, there's intentionality with everything that you do. And it's not a half the time thing. It's not a sometimes thing. It's not a most of the time thing. It's an every time thing. If you want to be a winning organization and to put yourself in position to win championships and be competitive, everything that you do matters. And the bullshit that has nothing to do with winning needs to get out of the building. So that'll be the focus moving forward. That's the focus of these conversations, I think. It's important when you have an exit meetings to create an environment where there's no judgment. It's a free conversation. Guys should air out their differences. We know there'll be a percentage of that that's just pissing for no reason. That's part of it. But I think there's some things that in every organization, and we did this for 18 years in Green Bay, the exit meetings are important to just get everything on the table that's happened, flush the bullshit that you need to move forward away from, and then refine your focus moving forward.
He's the definition of the BS that he's talking about.
He's literally the biggest non-winning thing they had last year. He didn't play, and he made constant noise.
And Don's going to say this, and he just said it too. Their answer is going to be, it doesn't permeate the building. That's crap. Of course it permeates the building. And you know what, Don? You know what I did earlier today when I said, I'm going to talk about this? I texted Robert Saleh.
You did? Mm-hmm.
And I said, maybe Aaron will name you Secretary of Defense.
Which is funny.
No reply. So you know that they're chapped. Now, the only thing, that if he's serious about running for vice president, he can't play quarterback for the Jets. He better tell them so they can make a trade for Justin Fields. Because if he leaves them high and dry, and all of a sudden you got Zach Wilson III, I mean, what are you doing? I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing to an organization? Remember when I used to say Phil Jackson could have been a saboteur? This guy's a saboteur.
Well, let's not get ahead now. We don't know that he's going to do this.
But why is it even out there, Peter? He could have shut it down.
Yeah, he could have shut it down, and it's not
just
a story.
Call
he
Pat
wants
McAfee.
It to be a story.
Let me pop on the air and say that this is all nonsense.
Exactly.
He doesn't shy away from a microphone.
No. And
also, you're going to tell Robert Kennedy, I don't want this.
But he wants. But even if he doesn't want it, he likes all of the attention that it brings. And if he's not a phony, as you say that he is, based off of that cut, let's say he's not a phony, then what he's basically saying is, we've got to keep everything out of the room. We can't have anything to do with anything except winning, unless it's me. I can do whatever I want. Like, is he talking down to the rest of the team? Like, you guys got to tighten up, man. Now, I'm going to go do what I do, all right, because I'm Aaron Rodgers. But you guys, if you want to tighten up, yeah, then you guys are you going to have to try to, you know, you can't let it get into the walls, and everything you do has got to be about winning. But don't look at me, because I'm just going to do whatever I want. Like, that's what it feels like, that he's hovering above the team. He can judge everybody else, but he can do whatever he wants. Now, I think this probably is just a work to get attention, because it really helps both sides. RFK Jr. is not winning the election, you wouldn't think, but boy, is it getting a lot of pub for him. It's getting a lot of attention. Rodgers, we know, loves attention, but if it's a work, the Jets got to shut it down, man. They're making moves today. You know, they're trying to build a team, and now they've got to deal with this garbage? Come on, man.
Look at this garbage.
Down.
I'm telling you what. This guy is, it's not even arguably, one of the top three quarterbacks who has ever lived. And the fact that Green Bay couldn't get out from under him quick enough. You know the toxicity that he brings to a building? He's smarter than you. He's going to tell you he's smarter than you. I give him credit. He thinks outside the box on a lot of things, sometimes way outside. He colors outside the lines a lot. Something that, you know, my dad used to say when I used to do a coloring book, don't go out of the lines or daddy will shout. He's definitely got daddy shouting all the time. He's way outside the lines. Good for him. But when it starts to affect the brand of the Jets, I don't know, man. He's too much to handle. He better win them a Super Bowl, or this is the worst thing they've ever gotten involved with. The worst. The worst.
I wonder, do fans care? Do fans even pay attention to this, or is it kind of just noise?
Are they going to care if he decides to run for vice president and gives up this job and left the Jets high and dry?
I have to say, he can't do that. It would be
Woody Johnson did it.
Who?
Woody Johnson did it.
Woody Johnson didn't have a limited window in which he could still play the game.
No, but he owned a team. Handed it to Chris.
Yeah, but he got...
It's not unprecedented, is my point. I don't think he's going to do it.
It's not the same. That's still not the same. All what he did was say, I'm going to take a year away. It was basically like traveling Europe for a year, Don.
It was 4 years.
He comes back, right, for a term. He spent his entire adult life running this team. I'm going to go away for 4 years. My brother will run it, and I'll be back. This is different. This would be effectively ending your career, which we thought he was so desperate to keep going.
Well, unless he thinks he can do both, which he won't be able to, unless he's not taking one of them seriously. Now, I don't care from a political standpoint, but I just kind of wonder, if you are an RFK Jr. supporter, how do you feel about this? Like, is this really even taking your run to the presidency seriously? He has zero experience to be the vice, because the vice president is one step away from being the president of the United States. I don't care how smart you are. Is he experienced enough to do it? If I'm a supporter of RFK Jr., do I believe that he's even seriously running for president, thinking that this is going to be his VP?
I mean, some of the VP choices in the last 20 years are somewhat questionable.
So some would say some of the president choices have been questionable.
No, but that's fine. I don't want to get into a political discussion.
No, neither do I.
I never said clueless. I'm saying experienced. You could feel however you want about any of the about Pence, about
Sarah Palin,
Kamala Harris, Sarah Palin. They all were experienced politicians. So you may not have liked them. They may not have liked their policies. You might have thought that they were brain dead. But at least they were experienced and had done the work to try to build up to that. Aaron Rodgers could be the smartest quarterback alive. He could be one of the most intelligent people we know. But is he experienced enough to possibly run this country?
He thinks so. He thinks he'd do a great job. We'll come back, take your phone calls. Would you Wednesday? First, Peter, though, has to tell you about a special car that he's so in awe
of. Oh, are you kidding me? New York, it's Peter for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Come get some right now. You can come get a 2023 Jeep Gladiator for up to 30% off MSRP, all right? I'm talking about 30% off MSRP. Don't forget about their 7-year, 100,000-mile certified pre-owned warranty on all certified pre-owns, all during the Jeep Celebration event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
It's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. The Nets are down in Orlando. Take on the Magic at 7. That game will be on Yes. And that's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Hey, got to give it up for the Knicks.
You have
to. They played very well yesterday, and I think OG Anunoby, I'm going to put myself out on a limb, he might be the MVP of the NBA.
You're willing to say he had something to do with that?
Had to. I think they're 15-2 his last 17 games.
How often does a player come along who they're really good players, but they do something to the team that makes the team so totally different? I mean, they're a different team when he plays. Josh Hart was incredible last night.
Right.
Everyone is better when OG is playing. So, I think as important as Randall is, this is the biggest piece to get back. And now I really do stick with what I've been saying for the last few weeks, which is I don't think there's a need to panic as long as they get this whole group back before the playoffs.
But it doesn't sound like they're getting Randall back anytime soon.
You do need Randall to really make the serious run.
Oh, I agree for the series. But I'll tell you what, even just this group with OG, they could still win up a series.
Oh, yeah, but it was supposed to be more about more than just that. They did that last year. But if you really want to give Boston a run for their money, you want everybody back. But I'm with you. OG simply could be enough for them to solidify staying out of the play-in, getting at least the 4 seed, getting home court in the first round, and then get Randall back, and then it's all open for you.
Some more information about the John Heyman report. Andy Martino goes a little bit more. He said initial test on Cole did not show a ligament tear, hence the cautious optimism of avoiding Tommy John. But tests are ongoing. But whatever it is, it's enough to shut him down for up to 2 months. So we await exactly what it is. 1-800-919-3776. Kyle in Orlando. Start it off, Kyle. You're right next to Don.
Yeah, Don, I was trying to get to the game today. Couldn't work it into the schedule, but a huge Yankee fan, Michael, and I can't agree with you more. This is a huge blow. I feel bad for Cole, but the other thing is I'm a huge Yankee fan. Other Yankee fans need to chill out just a little bit. I look on Twitter and all I see is, oh, Hal doesn't spend enough, Cashman doesn't do enough. I don't know what else the Yankees are supposed to pivot to. I think you're right. Snell is not the answer. The walks, the innings, it doesn't add up. Cease walks, doesn't pitch enough innings. So I think that the Yankees are just going to have to look within, bear down. And I know it gets tiresome, but next man up is really all they got. But thank you for your time. I really wanted to call in and just kind of vent about my sadness of the Yankees for the last couple of days.
Well, it is amazing, Kyle, because you just know that there are a segment of Yankee fans that lie in wait and they look for a reason to attack Hal and Cashman. Now, you want to attack Cashman for the Josh Donaldson trade? Go for it. He deserves it. It's one of the worst trades he ever made. You want to jump him for, moving heaven and earth to get Joey Gallo? Jump him. You can't jump him for this injury to Gerrit Cole. Gerrit Cole, the signing of Gerrit Cole is one of the best things he's ever done. He's one of the best free agent signings in the history of the team. That's how good he is. This isn't Brian Cashman's fault. It's not Hal Steinbrenner's fault. And then when you say, well, he's being cheap. Really? Would you sign Blake Snell for $63 million? Because that's what it would cost. If you sign him for 30, it costs the Yankees 63.
Right. But you know, fans don't care about that, Michael. They'll pay whatever amount of money if they think it's going to win them a championship because it's not their money. Although they do pay for it in some way, shape, or form when they go to the game. But I don't like the attitude of the caller. It's like, well, you can't replace Cole, so don't bother. You still have to. You say, well, promote from within. Okay, but you still have to replace that start. So why not try to go after the best? It may not be Cole. No one's Cole. No one's going to be able to produce those kind of innings. Those players are not available. But you still can replace them with a quality starter, Michael. Snell may not be Cole, but he's still good, and he's still probably a better option than anybody you have within your organization. So next guy up, if it means going outside the organization, then I think that's what you try to do. Now, if it's not Snell, maybe it's Montgomery. If it's not Montgomery, it's Cease. I mean, they have options, but to just sit there and go, we can't replace Cole, don't bother. Well, somebody's going to have to replace him. It might as well be somebody of quality.
Let's go to Raul in Pennsylvania. Raul.
What's up, Raul?
You're Raul. How you doing?
What's going on? Hey, Peter, I'm doing good, Mike. I got to compliment you for the glasses, right?
You like the glasses.
You look younger.
Yo, I heard, you know, you're not the first person who said that.
You look like me. I'm 38. They think I'm 20.
Wow. Well, I'll take that. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Hey, I want to ask all three of you. Mike, if Cole's going to see Dr. O'Neill, right, is it for the UCL torn?
Neil Elitrach, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right, not that we happy and content about that, but, you know, he's going to be out for 2 months. All right, so if you was Hal, or any of you, would you really give up Spencer Jones? Is that a desperate move? Or
I would
it
not.
They write it out.
I would not give
out
up. Their, I would not
plug
give
it out.
I would not write it out. The Yankees have a pretty good farm system. They built up a pretty good farm system. I might give up anybody else but Spencer Jones. I mean, if you had to give up, you know, other top players, George Lombard Jr., who they love, one of their plethora of catchers. Okay. You got to give up something to get something. But I don't think I'm giving up Spencer Jones.
Let me turn the tables on you with the Ranger conversation from last week. Let's say we get to the trade deadline and they just get word that Cole is not coming back.
Okay.
But you have a chance to win the championship, but you clearly need a pitcher. You clearly need it, Michael. You're not going to be able to get over the top without it. You're a playoff team, but you're not anything special. You desperately need that pitcher. Then would you think about it? With a championship on the line, midway through the season, trade deadline, you believe he could be the difference maker. Like you said, you know, you only have one chance to get that elusive championship. You don't do it in March, but would you do it in July?
I really, it's a good question. I'd have to see exactly how you got to that point. And if they look like everything else is there, I'd have to consider it. But again, he's not the only outstanding prospect that you have. So, I mean, I think you've got to hold on to him in the event that you lose Juan Soto. And you're not in all likelihood, you're not bringing back Verdugo when he becomes a free agent. You're going to be an outfielder short. And this guy is cost efficiency. He's your former number one draft pick. I think you can give up other really important. You're going to have to give up great young players. I don't think I'd give up Jones.
Okay.
Who's the Rangers' best player? Best young player?
I mean, it could be Hoffman, could be Perot. I mean, I don't know if any of the guys are to the level that you're talking about with him.
Right.
But those were the two major prospects that they have that they didn't want to let go of. Those were the two.
You know, this is why Brian Cashman makes $5 million a year. It's a tough call.
You know, I just think that, but again, I'm going to side with what I side with the Rangers, is that the Yankees always believe that they've got a chance to win. And sometimes you got to hold on to these special players. Now, it could blow up in your face. He could turn out to be a bust and you don't win the championship and Soto signs someplace else and we'll go, boy, I wish I can go back in time. There's always a chance, but I respect organizations who circle certain guys and say, I'm sorry, I believe in this guy. What if we traded Jeter? What if we traded Judge in similar situations, right? So if you believe in the kid, I can't get mad at him for wanting to hold on to him.
Let's go to Dan in Stony Brook. Dan.
Dan.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. You?
Okay, number one. Fantastic.
Good.
Number one, Don, I don't care about hockey at all, but when you are doing the call of the games, I listen because you're fantastic. Number two, I'm a huge Nick fan, but I'd rather listen to Nick games on the radio when you're the one doing the call.
Wow, you hear
that's
that?
How good you are.
Big Don fan.
Yeah, yeah.
Six and one. I make the call, so they should reconsider.
Listen, he's just really good at what he does.
Yes, he is.
That. Number three, he's a yo-yo bum chuck.
Yeah.
Because his take about walk-in clinics is totally off base, and this has been something that's been going on for like years on this show, that we think these people that work in these walk-in clinics are yo-yo bum chucks.
No.
They're not.
Dan, it was one yo-yo. It was a drop taken out of context. I love urgent care. I go to urgent care all the time when I'm sick.
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
That was a taken out of context drop that was a joke, Peter.
My urgent care doctor
is a quack.
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
But, you know, Dan, you bring up a good point. He did say it.
Peter, support
me,
please. Dear God. That's not right.
Can you give me 15 seconds?
Yes, go. Go.
Stand up for the urgent care doctor. Working in a hospital is like, it's like where you earn your stripes.
Right.
And then you move on. Like, it's really, really difficult for a lot of these urgent care type physicians, nurse practitioners, or PAs to stay in there because the hours are so bad and the pay is really poor. And so it becomes better for them to move on to the urgent care.
Are you a doctor, Dan?
No, my wife is.
Okay. But you're preaching to the choir. I go to urgent care all the time. I think it's ridiculous that the general practitioners make you wait 2 weeks that by the time you can get an appointment, your cold's gone. I go there whenever I've got, when my kids have been sick, when I get sick and I want immediate attention. They do a fantastic job. That was 2 years ago, completely taken out of context. I didn't even mean it when I said it.
But
do not judge me, Michael. Do not do that, because there are people out there that are going to take what you say.
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
Dan, it's hard to get out from under this. Am I right?
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
It's not right.
It's hard to get out from under this.
No, because you know the truth, guys. You know the truth.
Yeah, but you know what? I disagree with the caller's premise.
Oh, great. Thanks, Pete.
So by that I mean everything that you just said is true, but that does not mean that on that specific night, Don's urgent care doctor was not a quack.
Well, he was a quack.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
So in spite of everything you said, they might be a quack.
Pause. Time.
Okay.
But the premise was that it was a yo-yo bum chuck because he was
No, it wasn't that.
No.
He didn't go, oh my God.
That's what he made it sound like.
No, that's what the drop makes it sound like.
The person that plays the drop makes it sound that way.
You're right.
I have nothing to do with this. Dan, I have nothing to do with this. We were joking back and forth. I was actually in a fight with those guys supporting my urgent care doctor, and then I gave up and said, oh, my urgent care doctor's a quack.
My urgent care doctor's a quack.
It was isolated into a drop, completely taken out of context. I do not own what I said. It was, and every time it gets played, it's a statement by the person that plays it, not me. It has nothing to do with me. I support the community. They know way more than I do. How am I supposed to sit there and judge the fact that I think somebody's a quack?
This is exactly where this should have gone.
Here's the deal, Dan. Here's the deal. And we thank you for this great phone call. Those words are following Don throughout life, like somebody following him through a dark alley.
If people
he'll never move. Shake it.
You think so?
He'll not, because he said it. Context means nothing. He said it.
No, context means
you
means everything.
Said it. Those words follow
you. You're a bad person. You're a bad, bad person because people want to believe you. Because you're the Yankee announcer, so why would Michael lie? Michael's a liar.
No.
Michael's a bad guy.
Well, that is true.
And I'm the one that's sitting here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. So who's Yankee boy now?
You. We're going to come back with Would You Wednesday, but again, words hurt. When I'm getting ready for a game, I have to be prepared. I have my lineup cards, the latest team stats, and of course my mug of Bigelow tea. For me, it's Bigelow Earl Grey with a smooth taste that keeps my voice in peak condition, even when the game goes into extra innings. I refuse to settle, neither should you. No matter how hectic your day gets, grab your favorite Bigelow tea. Take a moment just for you. So grab a mug of your favorite Bigelow tea. Join the millions of fans that make Bigelow number one in New York. Bigelow tea, the official hot tea of the New York Yankees.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN. It's uncomfortable.
No, I don't think I could.
Really?
But she's total smoke show.
At times incriminating.
Well, hold on.
Let's not be rash.
Don, hold on, but don't answer yet.
And a Michael K. Show favorite.
Michael, you're such a chime.
It's the Would Ya Game.
We play it off the air all the time. The Would Ya Game.
It's the Would Ya Game every Wednesday at this time. Here we go. And this is very, very current, Don. Peter has walked out of the studio, so I don't know where he is, but you'll play with me.
Okay.
Don, would you rather be the Vice President of the United States or a Super Bowl winner?
Oh, easily. I'd rather be a Super Bowl winner.
Kind of makes what Aaron Rodgers is doing a look at me moment.
Now, listen, I was an athlete when I was a kid. I never had any desire to work a political life whatsoever, so... But I'm sure there are people that maybe wanted to be president or wanted to work in politics. Nope. And they had no interest in sports. But I would think a person that played football, winning a Super Bowl would be way more important.
All right, next one.
I missed one?
Yeah, you did. You should be here on time. Would you rather be the vice president or a Super Bowl winner?
All right, well. But a great tweet here by Julius Schar. If Aaron Rodgers runs for VP, that puts Zach Wilson third in line for the presidency.
Yeah, true. Would you rather lounge by the pool or on the beach?
Oh, man, it's so tough.
No, for me, it'd be pool.
Me too.
I enjoy the ocean more than the pool, but the sand, it's a pain. You got to wash yourself off when you go back to the house.
But like, Don, there's so many layers to this conversation. I agree with what you're saying, Don, fundamentally. Like, right. It is, you know, but at the same time, you know, I liked having a little theme music for this. At the same time, there is that feeling you catch the right day at the beach and the sun's going down and the level of relaxation, yeah. the sound of the water, there is... I'm going to go beach, even though I enjoy pool.
I agree, you're done. The sand is just very distressing. They should concrete over all the beaches in the world.
Is that really how you feel?
Yeah.
And the option should not be, I've got to pee. I would rather, instead of going back to the house, I'm going to go in the ocean. Right?
What do you mean? Also,
well, but the fact that if I'm at the pool, there's probably facilities closer by.
Or you're still going to the pool, let's be honest.
Especially
never,
if it's yours.
Ever.
You don't go in your own pool?
Ever.
You know that Marco does.
Nancy would, not maybe on accident, but Nancy would divorce me.
Wait, can I ask you a question? I don't want anyone to judge me, but I feel like it's going to happen. What's so bad about peeing in the pool?
Because you're a pig if you do it.
Because you're having other people that go in the pool swimming in your pee. Now, I know the chemicals there break it down.
Isn't it like constantly being clean, though?
Yeah, but it's still in there.
How long, realistically?
Yeah, but why even do it? What, are you an animal?
Because you have to go inside.
It's not that far.
You have to drive. I don't know. I don't have a pool. I don't know this lifestyle that you and Don are talking about. But like, it seems that's just, I don't know.
Would you rather marry, and I say marry euphemistically, would you rather marry Margot Robbie or Sydney Sweeney?
Marry?
Yeah.
100. You're using the word marry.
Right.
So I'm going to say...
Because I don't want to be written about by Phil Mushnick tomorrow.
Well, I'm taking it literally because I care about words.
Okay.
Absolutely Margot
Respect
Robbie.
Respect words.
You want to marry Margot Robbie?
100%.
I don't...
Over Sydney Sweeney? Yes.
I don't know either of them well.
You don't know Sydney Sweeney?
No, I do.
By the way, you knew her just a week ago, Michael. Calm down. You're not exactly a president of her fan club.
But I know who she is.
She's been introduced to my life, I would say, over the last 2 weeks.
Yes. She was.
All right. I don't even know the sound of her voice. Margot Robbie, I've seen multiple movies. So from a pure knowledge standpoint, it would be more comfortable, I think, to marry Margot
All right, so let me change the question.
Okay.
Would you rather have a relationship?
Oh.
I'm trying to clean this up. With Margot Robbie or Sydney Sweeney?
Can you use the word one night with? Or is that too...
I didn't say that, Phil. That was Peter.
One night... I mean, no, Sydney... Well, but... I don't even know... Okay, I'm going to say this as carefully as possible in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Margot,
listen to Frank.
Margot is more beautiful than if we're
she's
being,
one of the most beautiful women
if we're
in the
being
world.
If we're being judgmental, which this whole question is, and we're judging physically, yeah. right, Don? That's all that's happening.
And it feels very uncomfortable.
And it feels very uncomfortable. In 2020, like in 2016, this is a nothing conversation.
right.
In 2024, I'm sitting here. It's like the Gettysburg Address. I'm trying to figure out how to word this. right. But I'll just be blunt. Sydney Sweeney's incredibly hot, but Margot Robbie's gorgeous. And you know what? I'd be good either way. I got to be honest with you. I hate to cop out, but I'd be good either way.
Next yeah. one. This one's deep.
All right.
Okay.
Would you rather have
Margot Robbie or Robbie Neville?
Constant BO.
Okay.
Or have everyone you meet have BO.
You've done one so like this before.
He stinks.
Well done. I'd rather have everybody else have BO.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather have
but
the moral...
But then you're still smelling it anyway.
True, but I'd rather have the moral high ground.
Yeah, but the fact that I have BO, the smell isn't bothering me. It's how it bothers everybody else and how I'm viewed as a person. You can live with your own stink.
Now, this one's near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
Would you rather never eat watermelon, which is one of my favorite foods of all
time?
It's
delicious.
It's great fruit.
Or be forced to eat it with every meal your whole life?
Oh, and... No, I would have it with every meal.
Me too. How about you, Peter?
Forced to have it with every meal?
Every meal.
I'm good.
I'll
pass on watermelon.
But I do think it works with every meal.
It does.
It does.
They have watermelon salads now.
No, they do. It does work with everything, but I'm just good. I don't need it every meal. I won't miss it that much.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.